Hello, caring viewers, and 节日快乐. That was Happy Holidays in Mandarin Chinese, a language spoken mainly in mainland China, Formosa, Taiwan, and Singapore. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world.
Positive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you wonderful news from around the globe. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Please join us in Europe on Astro 1 and Hotbird 6, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10, KU band, and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 25. Central and South America, Hispasat and Intelsat 907. Supreme Master Television is also conveniently available online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Japan donates $650,000 to Kenya. In environmental news, the Center for Australian Weather and Climate Research opens in Canberra. In humanitarian news, Germany donates $5 million for hurricane relief work in Jamaica. In peace news, Scottish musician is recipient of the Freedom Award from International Peace Center of Sarajevo. In philanthropy news, Swiss businessman Adolf Merkler contributes almost $90 million to Freiburg University in Switzerland. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, December 28, 1973, the Endangered Species Act was signed in the United States of America. This act concerns the conservation of species that are endangered in their terrain. It also protects the ecosystem, which is integral to the life of that species. The flora and fauna protected in this act are located in the USA and its waters, as well as in other countries. We thank the international effort to protect our wonderful, various, and beneficial creations of God. May all be allowed to thrive on our beautiful earth.
Fly-in news. Former Prime Minister of Pakistan, Benazir Bhutto, has been laid to rest in her ancestral home in Pakistan. Buried in the mausoleum next to her father, she will be remembered for her pursuit of democracy for her country's people. Educated at Harvard and Oxford universities, she was noted for her liberal policies and as a passionate voice for women's social policies and healthcare reform. She was the first female prime minister of any Islamic nation and served from 1988 to 1990 and 1993 to 1996. We join Pakistan's people in prayers, and the world will remember Ms. Benazir Bhutto for her deep commitment to her people. May her soul rest in Allah's loving embrace.
Fly-in news. Global leaders call for peace on Christmas Day. Millions of people, including political and religious leaders, gathered around the world on Tuesday to celebrate the spirit of the holiday season. In Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus Christ, Muslims and Christians joined hands to pray for peace. Thank you and God bless all wise leaders and citizens for your show of harmony, renewing our hopes for a world of peace and true brotherhood. May the message of love and understanding between all beings blossom in the hearts of all across the globe.
Lion News. Argentines participate in voluntary gun handover. Since July of this year, Argentina has collected and destroyed 70,000 firearms as part of the National Voluntary Gun Handover Plan. Citizens of the country have been offered payments and are also guaranteed anonymity for turning in their arms. The government plans to continue the program in 2008. Bravo, Argentina! You have our sincere thanks and applause for your efforts to create a safer and more peaceful society. We wish you the best for continued success and God's blessings in your noble endeavors.
Lion News. Queen Beatrix conveys a Noel message of love. In a televised Christmas speech, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands called on her fellow Dutch citizens to cultivate tolerance and respect for all cultures and ethnicities. She further encouraged her people to acquaint themselves with those whose beliefs are different from their own, as well as instill in their children an acceptance of diversity. We thankfully join Your Majesty's beautiful call for peace and multicultural appreciation. May God's grace bring harmony and friendship among all.
Lion News. China donates $1.35 million to Guyana. Ambassador Zhang Zhonggao of the People's Republic of China and Guyana's Foreign Trade Minister Dr. Henry Jeffrey signed a $1.35 million grant agreement between the two countries. China is providing the funds to the South American nation for development in areas of economic and technical cooperation. Thank you and heaven bless China for your caring commitment to fellow Guyanese brothers and sisters. May the grant bring bountiful benefit to the lives of many in Guyana.
Lion News. Over 400 prisoners released in Malawi. On Christmas, President Bingu wa Mutharika of Malawi freed 439 inmates as a holiday gesture of goodwill. All of those released had shown good behavior for at least half of their sentences. A big thanks, Your Excellency, for your kind-hearted decision. May Providence guide the newly freed people towards a path of happiness, contentment, and goodness.
Lion News. Japan contributes to the construction of new schools in Angola. Japan has pledged a nearly $9 million donation to build 40 schools in the Luanda and Benguela provinces of Angola. Construction of the new primary schools is scheduled for 2009. Thank you and heaven bless Japan for this caring gift to the children of Angola. May their increased educational opportunities help ensure a bright future for all.
Fly-in News. Colombia and Venezuela cooperate to bring detained people home. Colombia has approved a Venezuelan plan to transfer three detainees held by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez said that planes and helicopters bearing the Red Cross symbol are ready to fly to Colombia and bring home the child and two women that the FARC has agreed to release. Thank you, Colombia and Venezuela, for your cooperative efforts to bring the three innocent people to safety. May they soon be blessed with a joyful reunion with loved ones.
Lion News. Bahrainis receive unemployment aid. For the first time in Bahrain, over 6,500 people who are transitioning between jobs will receive monetary assistance from the government. With the new program, over $39 million will go towards supporting the unemployed each year. Thank you and Allah bless Bahrain for your care and assistance for all your citizens. May the people of Bahrain be endowed with abundance, prosperity, and fulfilling lives.
Lion News. Baron Hilton to donate $2.2 billion to charity. Baron Hilton made a Christmas Day announcement that he would be donating 97% of his estate to the charitable foundation founded by his father in 1944. Mr. Hilton is following the example of his father, Conrad Hilton, founder of the Hilton Hotel chain, who set up the Conrad N. Hilton Foundation to provide most of his own wealth to charity. The foundation seeks to relieve the suffering, the distressed, and the destitute. Steve Hilton, son of Baron Hilton, stated, "Speaking for the family as well as the foundation, we are all exceedingly proud and grateful for this extraordinary commitment. Thank you and hats off to Baron Hilton and the Conrad N. Hilton Foundation for your care and concern in improving the lives of those in need. May your family name live on as an icon of humanity's magnanimous spirit. God bless you and all those you help."
Flyin News, explorer Will Steger to lead team to Canadian Arctic. Renowned U.S. explorer Will Steger is planning an expedition to the Canadian Arctic in April 2008 to call attention to climate change. A youthful team of two Americans, two Norwegians, a Canadian, and a Briton will accompany the veteran explorer. Together, they will travel 1,400 miles across fjords, mountain ranges, and ice shelves to Ellesmere Island, where they plan to install time-lapse cameras to document glacial melting. Their journey can be followed on the website www.globalwarming101.com. We wish you, Mr. Steger, and your team a safe and illuminating journey. May our world be blessed with positive actions to preserve our beautiful planet and all her inhabitants.
Fly-in News. Officer delivers baby girl on Christmas dawn. On the way to his mother's house on Christmas morning, a U.S. Transit officer, Stephen Rocher, encountered an expectant mother and helped her deliver a baby girl. Officer Rocher said, "I will remember this Christmas when I retire for a long time." Bravo, Mr. Rocher, and thank you for your timely help and Good Samaritan deed. The people will also remember you for a long time. May the Christmas baby and her parents be blessed with abundant love, joy, and happiness.
Flying News. South Asian children come together for unity in Nepal. The 47th South Asian Integration Children's Camp is underway in Kathmandu, Nepal. Through cultural and educational activities, 100 children from across the region are fostering love and respect for each other, as well as deepening their understanding of those from different backgrounds. Best wishes, South Asian Children's Forum, for a successful event. May heaven bless our future generations with abundant, harmonious relations and friendships to accompany them throughout their lives.
Fly-in News. Two brothers give away cash on Christmas Eve. Two American businessmen spent their Christmas Eve surprising people outside a shopping mall in Long Island, New York, with gifts of 100 U.S. dollar bills for Christmas. The two brothers said they do this every year because they've been blessed and just want to give something back. Many thanks to you, benevolent brothers, for your heartwarming gifts during the holidays. May your kind generosity be ever more blessed.
In world news, Japan donates $650,000 to Kenya. Japan donated $650,000 through the World Bank for the Kenyan Coastal Development Project. The aim of this program is the improvement of Kenya's coastal area. World Bank Country Director Colin Bruce said, "I think this is a show of confidence in Kenya and its development agenda. Thank you and God bless Japan for your generous support of Kenya. We wish the Coastal Development Project much success." Coming up on Noteworthy News, the Advanced Development and Relief Agency delivers material to rebuild houses in Jamaica. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
is a living creature. It's a being, just like us. Exactly. You understand? It's just a little more gifted with intuition and sharper faculty. You understand? Sometimes when you look into their eyes, my God, you feel the message coming. They're equal. Just like different kind of trees, but they're all trees. Different kind of beings, they're all beings. Just different, understand? Just like we Chinese, you American. He's a parrot, we're human.
In the DVD, The Divine Intelligence of Animals, Supreme Master Ching Hai shares her experience of adopting and caring for animals, such as parrots and dogs, during a gathering with spiritual practitioners in Florida, USA. Her boundless love and meticulous observations remind us to love our animal friends and give us a better understanding of animal spirituality and loyalty. Through Supreme Master Ching Hai's words, we find that the sentience of animals is no less than that of humans, who are the most spiritual beings among all God's creatures. Discover the true nature of our animal friends. Get the DVD, The Divine Intelligence of Animals, by visiting us online at www.smchbooks.com.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Cock-a-doodle Dandy the Rooster here with a tip on how to keep your copper ornaments and fixtures clean and shining. Just squeeze the juice of a fresh lemon into a little container, dip a cloth into it, and rub the copper with the cloth. This leaves your decorative copper items gleaming like new. Thank you for watching, and now let's take a look at the weather from around the world.
Environmental news, New Australian Research Centre launched on climate change. The Centre for Australian Weather and Climate Research was inaugurated in Canberra. The new centre will bring together authorities in the field from both the Bureau of Meteorology and the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organisation. It is envisioned that this collaboration will facilitate ongoing excellent research on climate change. Thank you, scientists at the Center for Australian Weather and Climate Research, for joining together to protect our amazing planet. God bless your work.
In humanitarian news, German government donates $5 million to Jamaica. The Advanced Development and Relief Agency has recently delivered $1.5 million of materials to residents of Portland Cottage, Jamaica, obtained from a $5 million fund donated by Germany. The residents will rebuild their homes damaged by a hurricane. The German ambassador to Jamaica, His Excellency Jürgen Engel, said, "We decided that we had to do something. Thank you and God bless Germany and the Adventist Development and Relief Agency for helping the people of Jamaica in their time of need. May the Jamaican people soon return to their normal lives." Up next, Scottish composer Nigel Osborne believes music can help bring peace to the world. We'll visit the garden and thank God for giving us such a magnificent planet. You're watching Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a peaceful world. In peace news, Scottish composer awarded International Peace Prize. Nigel Osborne, a distinguished Scottish composer, was the recipient of the Freedom Award given by the International Peace Center at Sarajevo. Mr. Osborne has collaborated with local musicians in Bosnia to help children through music. The methods that Mr. Osborne innovated are also being used with young people in Kosovo, Chechnya, Palestine, and in southern Sudan. Mr. Osborne said, "I wholeheartedly agree that music can help bring peace." Congratulations on your award, Mr. Osborne, and God bless your work. May the heavens smile upon all children to have peaceful, happy lives.
In philanthropy news, Swiss businessman makes the largest ever donation to Swiss University. Swiss businessman Adolf Merkler has made a contribution of 100 million Swiss franc, or 89.5 million US dollars, to Fribourg University for research and teaching use. The 83-year-old entrepreneur, a former student of the university, said he would like to give something back to the university. The fund will mainly support the interdisciplinary research into nanomaterials, innovation management, and the university's Institute of Multilingualism. Thank you, Mr. Mekla, for your generosity and commitment to future generations. Heaven bless your kind heart.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled, Memory Test.
Three old men went to a doctor's office to test their memory ability. The doctor asked the first one, "What's your 3 times 3? 274, he replied. He asked the second one, "What is 3 times 3? And he said, "Tuesday." So the doctor quickly realized that he's in trouble now with his patient. So he turned to the third old man and asked, "Okay, your turn. Last chance. What is 3 times 3? 9. The doctor said, "Wow, how did you get that?" "Easy. I just subtracted 274 from Tuesday."
And now for our viewers' hotline. This hotline comes from Katrina of the United Kingdom. She wrote,
"Your site is wonderful. Great videos. Blessings to all of the animal kingdom."
Hello, Katrina. Thanks and bless you for your sweet message and compliments. Indeed, may heaven's blessings shower upon all of Earth's inhabitants with God's love.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for tuning in to Noteworthy News, positive news for a peaceful world on Supreme Master Television. If you have positive stories from your part of the world, please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on the screen.
We'd like to say, Xiang Di Bao Yo Ni, that is God bless in Mandarin.
May all find everlasting happiness and joy in the loving embrace of the Most High.